America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We're going to get back to the phones here in a second. You guys can jump in on any of the Tigers conversation of the day, which includes, is the series over? Your confidence level going into today's game to A.J. Hinch with a full bullpen, chaos, ready to go, a win under their belt yesterday. You can talk through that ninth inning, John, because I think that's the biggest takeaway I had was, oh, that's what playoff baseball is like. Oh, it's been a minute.
Man. So for those that haven't experienced it, and I know you remember it as a kid. I remember it in a number of different stages of my life, but my kids have never experienced it, especially Jack. Jack is really getting into watching the Tigers. I pick him up from school. We got the Tiger game on yesterday. Dad, what's the score? What's going on? I said, it's 3-0. It's the Tigers. And he's listening to it. And it's obviously the excitement by Dan Dickerson and how he generates that excitement. And every single pitch in the playoffs is so important. We get home, we turn it on, and he actually makes the comment. He's like, every pitch seems so stressful. I'm like, dude, this is exactly what we have been begging for. Every single pitch, the outcome, the finality of the season is riding on every single at-bat and every single pitch. And when it was done, I was exhausted. He was exhausted. I had to take him to practice. And he's like, Dad, I'm so excited. We all are.
You're buzzing. But in the moment, like, I was pacing.
Oh,
I'm pacing back and forth in the living room. I was rarely sitting down yesterday. But especially when you get to that ninth inning and the bases are loaded and you're already on your second reliever and you start to feel like your palms sweat. I'm not even playing in this game. I mean, guys, that's a feeling we haven't had in a little bit. And you're right, John. I was in college and high school the last time the Tigers were this kind of baseball team. I mean, what I will say too, though, is for as much as the moment we feel it, this baseball team didn't let it get to them. They looked the same as they did at the end of the season. They looked like the team from September and August. They looked like the team that belonged in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they did it the way they've done it all year. Aggressive base running. They clogged the bases a little bit. Yeah, you want to get more guys in, but it's 8-9-1 hitters driving in the runs. It's the scrappy, gritty Tigers taking an early lead, letting AJ manage from ahead, and they're in the advantage position today. So I'm extremely confident that the Tigers are going to win today and that we are going to see home playoff baseball at Comerica Park. ALDS, here we come.
You know what it was kind of like?
What?
It's like this.
That it was, Dan. That it was. But you maybe missed, it sounds weird, missed the anxiety and stress of playoff baseball.
Oh, you certainly missed it. And that's what all the excitement was leading up to it. There was a large portion of the Tigers fan base, the new baseball fans, the young baseball fans that didn't understand. Now they have a playoff experience and they know what it's like. But leading up to it, that's why the last couple of weeks were so special, because they did something that was so improbable. And now they are providing something that is so exciting and educating the next group of baseball fans, the next group of sports fans on how awesome postseason baseball is.
I want to go to Adam in Gibraltar because he wants to say it. Say it, Adam. What's going on? You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, a little backstory. I mean, I played baseball for, a lot of years. I used to go to the Tigers games with my mom way back when they had the Cabrera 2012, 2013. But, you know, I used to go to the playoff games as well. But I remember all the postseason moments. I knew exactly where I was at. In 06, when Maglio hit that home run, I was in my living room. I was about 10 years old, and I was just jumping up and down. But I used to my very fond memory was I went to the game in the A's back in, I think, 2013, when Martinez and Balfour got into it. That was a great game. But there's nothing like the postseason atmosphere about it, and it's just so good to be able to, you know, have that anxiety, like you guys said. And on top of that, this team has been playing postseason baseball for the last month and a half. They've been playing for their life. They're built for this. And, you know, the way they run the bases and the way they're aggressive, I think this team is built for the postseason than it's a hot take than the other teams in 2012 and 2013, because those were the big bombers.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't run the bases well, and that's what you got to do in postseason. You got to have good bullpen, you got to have good starting pitching, and you got to be able to run the bases. And these guys are putting pressure on these teams' outfielders, and you know it's creating havoc. And they feel like the 2015 Royals.
Yes.
To me.
Adam, that's what I said earlier. Yes, and I think you're right. You have to win on the margins in the playoffs, right? Because everybody's throwing their best stuff. Everybody's going to leave it all out there. You got to steal a base. You got to steal a run. It's going first to third. It's all the little stuff that you have to do to win on the margins, and that's the stuff that the Tigers were forced to do to even get here. Adam, I see in the notes, series is over. That's what I thought you were going to say. Do you think
series is over. If they can get the lead up into the fourth or fifth inning, I think that bullpen is just going to shut it down, dude. They're going to shut it down. And you know what? Going against Cleveland, we know each other. That series, I think, is going to go five. And, you know, with Scooble back on the mound, pitch him on short rest, I think the Tigers can make it to at least ALCS. I'm calling it right now.
Adam's not afraid to say it. Series is over. I know a lot of people get scared about that because, well, I don't want to jinx it. There's no jinxes.
Yep.
Say it. If you believe it, and I believe it, they're winning this series. Series is over. That's how critical and pivotal game one is. This series is over. I know that makes people uncomfortable. We have a good baseball team. Get used to being uncomfortable. Playoff baseball, John, is uncomfortable.
I'd much rather be uncomfortable, making it uncomfortable by saying series is over versus being on the flip side, knowing what the numbers are, knowing that in the last 2 years, if you lost that first game, you were going to lose the series. Can you imagine the angst in that locker room? Now, maybe they're, you know, comfortable enough. Hey, we're just going to roll them out and they're and still win. But the Tigers have every advantage right now.
Is there any flaw in that stat, the 14 out of 16 game one winners? Because there hasn't been a team that's done it the way the Tigers are doing it when you go into game two.
Okay. What do you mean by that? That the Tigers aren't good enough?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
No, I'm asking you guys.
He's asking
I'm not
question.
Saying an opinion. I'm saying, do you think that stat is a little less because the Tigers are coming in? Typically, a team has a traditional number two starter.
Oh, okay.
And so that stat doesn't include teams that have done it the Tigers way. That's all I'm saying. No,
teams typically have a cleanup hitter. Teams typically have a leadoff hitter.
Yeah, the Tigers cleanup hitter yesterday won't be in the starting lineup today. Right. That's how insane this is.
And how unorthodox it is. It's a fair question. I would argue what the Tigers are doing is more effective than just throwing out most teams number two, because they're going to build it in the aggregate. They're going to have the advantage in every inning based on A.J. Hinch going to that bullpen. You mentioned, if you're on the other side of this, John, listening to Houston radio. This is from Sean at work. I listened to Houston radio. Bottom line, they're saying a three-game series isn't fair. Wah. Valdez had one bad inning in a five-game series. Their pitching would shut down the Tigers. They're playing the back against the wall card, taking a page out of AJ's book, saying that they can play elimination baseball too. Sounds like a lot of whining from Houston. Wah. Valdez had one bad inning. Wah.
You play three-game series all year long.
Thank you.
You should be able to handle a three-game series.
That's what you were getting into. Would it be unfair if you won?
Right.
Yep.
We're going to get to the calls right after the update. It's 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tigers are playing fast, they're playing loose, they're playing free. Good times in the Motor City. We're going to get to the phones. Great spot to be. You win game one. Teams that win game one win the series. Let's get to Gary. You're on 97.1. Gary, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. You're my favorite show. I've been in the military for 18 years, and the app travels with me so I can listen to you in the morning. So, good morning. The one thing that other teams do not have right now in this playoff hunt is A.J. Hinch. That's our playoff experience, and I think that bodes so well for this team. He's done it before with Houston. He's doing it in Detroit. We're playing the same kind of ball that brought Houston their World Series. We're getting timely hits. We're moving players on the base pads, and it's just been a fantastic thing to watch. You said earlier you were in high school and college when the playoffs, when they were making that run in 2006. I was deployed into Kuwait. I'd wake up at 3 in the morning to watch that, watch the World Series and watch the playoffs. It was fantastic. So I really just think the bottom line is A.J. Hinch moving these players around, short innings other than Skubal, allowing us the opportunity for timely base hits and to win these games. I think the series is over. I'm not afraid to say it. Let alone a three-game series, I think nobody wants to play Detroit in a seven-game series. It's going to be really difficult to get four wins out of seven against this team.
Gary, I think you hit the nail on the head with A.J. Hinch. First of all, thanks for your service. And in terms of A.J. Hinch and his experience, we asked the question last week. Was it the players? Was it A.J. Hinch? Was it the front office? Mm-hmm. Was it a prior front office? I think it's clear, especially after watching how he approached yesterday and how he is approaching this three-game series. A.J. Hinch is the mastermind behind the, and it's no question, he's the manager of the team, but he is the ultimate mastermind, the puppeteer that is pulling all the right strings to make all the players dance at all the right times.
The way they're playing puts more pressure on the manager, right? If this was a team that had three or four all-stars, you'd roll the same lineup out every single day, and you'd have one or two pivotal bullpen decisions, one pinch hitting decision maybe late in the game. AJ is going to make like a dozen decisions on a daily basis, and he has to be right almost, you know, all the time.
That's a great point, because A.J. Hinch knows he's got 12 rookies. He's got so many guys without playoff experience. What he is doing is he is setting himself up to take every bullet if it doesn't go right. They're not going to be mad at the players. They're not going to, no one's going to be saying it's you know, Carpenter or it's, you know, insert Torkelson. Any pitcher that you don't know about. it's not going to be them. It's going to be the decision that A.J. Hinch makes to pull Vest and put somebody else in, to start Tyler Holton instead of somebody else. How long does Tyler Holton go? It's all going to be on A.J. Hinch. So the players can go out there, hey, they got nothing to lose.
Not our fault.
Manager's going to take all the bullets.
It's all the glory to win and none of the blame to receive. And that's why I think it's not just the decisions A.J.'s made, like the obvious, do you put this pitcher in, do you pinch hit right now? It's also the culture that I think he's helped establish with this young group, the between the ears, this like idea of even down the stretch, one game at a time. And it's he said it to us on, he goes, this is boring radio. He apologized to our audience. I know this is boring, but I think he has a psychology background, knows the emotions of an MLB clubhouse, and he has not only managed the lineup well, I think he's managed the clubhouse well, and it's why they're feeling free, they're feeling loose, they're up 1-0, and they got them right where they want them.
And I mean, and they're in attack mode from the first pitch to the last pitch. And you saw it yesterday with all the runners on the base pass. Now, they didn't capitalize on all of them.
Sure.
But they capitalized on enough.
Ticket Texter is saying, if Houston wants to complain about this, that's ridiculous. They have all the games at home. There's nothing unfair about this. Exactly. If anything's unfair, it's unfair that Detroit doesn't get a home game in this playoff series. Let's get to Heather in Westland. Heather, you're on 97.1.
I just want to say that I think not only is A.J. Hinch amazing and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for his management, but I've been watching the Tigers all my life, and I have Infinity. So I could not see the first half with the whole Bally Infinity thing that was going on. When I was able to get back, I mean, I could not believe what I was seeing. And I've not missed games, and I'm telling you, just watching it on TV, there's a feeling that you can feel on TV that this team has chemistry, and I think that has a lot to do with it, too. They're young. They've got chemistry. You can see that they have confidence in each other, that everybody's got each other's back.
Absolutely, they
and
do.
And that they win as a team, and they lose as a team.
And they don't care who gets the credit.
It has a lot to do with how they're playing. You don't always feel that. I think we felt that last year with the Lions, too. Yep. I think a chemistry makes a lot of a team, too. You don't have one person thinking that they're the ones that are winning the game, and if I wasn't here, you wouldn't be doing as well. There's no ego in this team.
When it goes both ways, it's not only ego, but it's also it takes the pressure off of you because you're not the guy that has to win the game with your swing of the bat because you know the guy next to you is capable of doing the thing. You know, we had someone text the show earlier and say, you know, when are we going to acknowledge that this team's not actually good, they're just hot? And well, first of all, if you're going to go on the run they did, I don't think we can say they're not a good team.
Right.
But if given the choice, I'd rather be a hot baseball team. You know who's a good baseball team? The LA Dodgers, who have won one World Series in 35 years. You know who's a good baseball team? The New York Yankees. They have made zero World Series in the last 10 years. I'd rather be the hot team. And they might be both. Like, that's the reality of it is, like, you can't play the baseball they've played for 2 months and not at least be a good, maybe not great, but a good baseball team.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
And they're finding their way of making it work.
They have done this exactly their way. And they did it maybe the only way they could, backed into a corner with a two-man rotation and 12 rookies. They've done it their way. Let's get back to the phones. Matt in Hazel Park, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing? I was at the Comerica Park yesterday, the watch party. I'm going to go again today. And I loved it. I was nervous in the ninth inning when Houston had the bases loaded, but I'm glad they pulled it out. And Tigers are going to win again today, too. And I know you guys talk about hockey sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never been to a Red Wings game, but I am going to my first Red Wings game this season. I bought tickets for my birthday where they play, and I think they're playing Chicago, or I think they're playing Chicago or something. I don't know. I'm
hey, you'll
going
have,
to
you'll
my
have
first
a good time.
Game.
You'll have a good time. Little Caesars Great Arena. It was built for hockey. You realize
Matt,
it?
Matt, can you do me a favor and describe what it was like when Hayward was at the bat with the bases loaded and he makes good contact? What was the feeling like at Comerica Park in that moment?
I know I was with some friends, and there was a lot of people around me that were very they seemed upset at the time because they thought that the Astros were going to come back and win it 4-3. And I'm so glad they did it. It was just very, it was very nervous, and a lot of people were upset. But when Tigers pulled it through, you know, there was cheers all around through the stadium, and it was just great. It was electric.
Yeah,
it was like watching the Lions game Monday night.
See, that's what it's all about, right? Yeah. Rolling it over from Monday into Tuesday, now into Wednesday. And the idea that home baseball would come back for the playoffs 1 week from today, that's incredible. And you're one win away from making it all happen.
It gives you goosebumps. It gives you chills every time you say it.
No, it does. It does. Part of this, too, winning game one, Houston had to make a decision today what they wanted to do. They're going Hunter Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Detroiter, Wayne State guy.
St. Clair guy.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised they didn't go with their left-hander, Kikuchi.
Yeah.
Because by throwing Brown, you are guaranteeing Kerry Carpenter is in the lineup. And
Kikuchi was the one they went and got.
Right.
That was the whole trade that we were comparing Jack Flaherty in the trade to the Dodgers to.
Yeah, they added a pitcher. Detroit subtracted a pitcher, and yet here they are in the spot. But Kikuchi's pitched well. They saw something in him. He's pitched well. He's a lefty. It would have bumped Meadows down the order, take Carpenter out of the order, may take Cole Keith out of the order. Instead, they go righty, and they think Hunter Brown's good. He pitched well this season.
Yeah.
But you're inviting the better matchups for the Tiger hitters today. So good luck with that.
Well, do we see him today? That'll be interesting, because ideally they would have him pitch tomorrow.
No, they've announced Hunter Brown's pitching today.
No, tomorrow.
Kikuchi.
Yeah.
Well, there's no game tomorrow. The Tigers win today.
Yeah. So,
all right, that's not an absolute right now. You won't cost a Lockett, so I know it's not absolute.
But if you're managing, as AJ did yesterday, to win today, and now you reset it, and you have to, they have to win today.
All right, let me ask you something. Savage move. Savage. Brown pitches the one batter, and he brings in Kikuchi to flip the lineup and saves Brown for tomorrow. That would be an awfully savage move.
So be it.
I suppose. Because
it would be tigering.
The Tigers?
The Astros would be tigering the Tigers.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, that's part of what AJ's going to do is by throwing Holton, he's going to get one lineup card from Houston, and then he might go to Reese Olson or anybody else that he wants to go to based on do they have a lead, who's up to bat, all that kind of stuff.
I think also this morning, thinking about yesterday still, it was a pretty bold move to take Foley out.
I don't think so. He was clearly sweating.
I know, but going back to our caller a couple calls ago, the egos, Foley, no problem coming out of that game.
Right.
He didn't do his job. He came out, doesn't cause a problem. When your closer, and he's considered their closer, right? Although they don't have, AJ doesn't use
that
word.
He's not in the labels.
Yeah. He gets used the most.
He's
all right. So he closes the most, so he's the closer. He came out of the game, they went to somebody else, no problems with it.
Yep.
No, I think it's a good note.
For a righty, too.
Yeah. Ticket texture. Well, Brisky's throwing 100 miles an hour.
I know. Like
he's possessed. He's never pitched this well in his entire life.
Like if this thing continues to go on, I do think an emerging story should Brisky get the call first?
Like as the go-to?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm open to that. I don't have any like allegiance to any one reliever. I think the way they've done this is just, hey, like you said, no egos. Whoever helps us get this out, this at-bat, this inning. A couple ticket textures. John, you brought up the emotion and the stress of the ninth inning. This texter, Kev in Ann Arbor, I'm ashamed to admit this, but I cried after they won. I had so much built-up emotion. I was just a ball of emotions at the end of that baseball game. Another one says, I was downtown at Rocket watching the game on my phone, clapping and yelling the whole time. Everyone looked at me like I was crazy, but I'll be doing the same thing again today.
Yeah, everybody else, a large number of other people were also doing that. They just didn't want to admit it.
Ding, ding, ding. We'll talk to Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore at 9:35. Still a chance to talk Tigers. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel's got something fun for you, and they're giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl squares that you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself, and you can pick as many as you like. You get to see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. Who doesn't love to be involved in betting during the game? So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Jansen and bet on squares. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. Plus, If you're new to FanDuel, you're going to get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The only real danger Scooble ran into, and they had a mound visit. He gets two punch outs, gets out of there. Did his job. Six innings of scoreless baseball for your ace. Did his job. Tigers win game one. Sets up game two where, hey, this is exactly where you want him. This is your chaos. This is your bullpen. This is how you got here. You win.
Second time he's also taken that line drive to the non-pitching hand.
Yeah.
And just holding your breath the whole time. And I didn't see it. I was listening to Dan. And he was very much describing a very concerned Tarek Skubal.
So not his pitching hand was the immediate, like...
Sure.
But...
But the way that he... I mean, and again, I didn't see it live. I was listening to Dan Dickerson. And he instantly was like, oh, Tarek Skubal believes there's something wrong.
Yeah. Now, he stayed in the game. AJ said afterwards there was some cramping issues. So if you see him on the injury report, it sounds like that's...
Yeah.
The only concern beyond, you know.
Cramps?
Yeah. So he'll be in line to pitch probably game two of the ALDS.
Could be.
Could be game two. Saturday's game one.
I mean, you still.
You could throw him Saturday. Yeah, you could throw him Saturday. But here's the deal. He'd be lined up for game five regardless, whether he starts game one or game two.
Yeah.
Yes. Tom's holding up two.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be shocked if they pitch him on 3 days rest.
Yeah.
He'd probably save him for game two. I mean, you might do that in game seven of the World Series.
Sure.
I don't think they're going to
do that. Game two.
Especially since he's normal rest on two and five.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or he starts one of the ALCS.
Let's go down that road.
And then he could start 1-5. And then be available in a seven? Like, that's what you do with your ace, right?
In the World Series?
Or 1-4 in seven, depending on the off days.
Tricky, too, because the weather gets so bad that by that time of the year, usually, that there probably could be a delay that helps them.
Right.
You know?
Ticket Texture points out something interesting. Have we considered that three of the four AL playoff teams could be from the same division after this round? Royals won yesterday. Guardians are waiting. Tigers up. One. We could have three from the AL Central and then the Yankees.
I saw an interesting tattoo. I think they're the only division that has three in the postseason. But you also have, you know, when you add up everybody in the division's record, the division record is still like 35 games below 500 because the White Sox were so bad.
Ticket Texter is talking about their experience yesterday. Says, I was at the gym. The entire gym was stopped and glued to the TV in the ninth inning.
Sure.
Says, when Torque snagged that line drive, there's a lot of fist pumping smiles. That's Alex and Clausen.
And that's when you want to be working out, man. Get some of that anxiety out.
Exactly. Heather, what was Colin like during all this?
He was loud. So I missed quite a bit of the game because I was picking Emily up from school. We had to make some stops afterward. So when I got home... Colin was in his office.
You were listening to it in the car, right?
I actually was a little bit, yes, until Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was requested and that got changed and whatever. Anyway.
Come on, Emily.
He was yelling. I mean, he was loud. He was excited. He was nervous. He was like, somebody called in and said like they were basically coaching. That's kind of what it sounded like he was doing. Like, do this, do that, don't do that. Like he was yelling at the screen.
Throw a strike.
Yeah, yeah.
He was taking on the personality of AJ Hinch.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're all kind of AJ in those moments. Like, you got to go get Foley. Get him out of the game. Right. Get him out of the game. Yeah. Bo's in. Falls back. 1-0. 2-1. Throw strikes. Not over the plate, though. Not over the plate.
And then you're rationalizing. Okay, he walks to load the bases. You're like, oh, now we got to force out an innie bag.
Right.
Instead of a single ends the game and we lose.
I even go, I guess you could walk one guy here.
But then he's behind the count. You're like, oh, don't walk in a, don't walk in a run. 3-2. Don't want to see.
Like, but if he does, you still haven't given up the lead. Like,
you still have a force out at any
base. Any base. And you, no one's warming up. It's Bo's chance. Either he's going to do it or they're not. And it's a line drive too. It's not like a big emphatic punch out. It's,
man,
you don't know.
Right, yeah, because you can't see it.
Right.
All you see is the good contact, and you're like, oh, no. Yes!
I got a tweet from somebody. You remember the call we got last week? Torkelson, gold glove.
Oh. It's right at him. All right? I mean, in a nice play. I appreciate you catching one that was right at you.
Texter says, Dickerson saying no in the ninth on the swinging strikeout. That they called a foul ball was my blood pressure going through the roof, Steve, yeah. In New Baltimore. Yeah, the Diaz at bat that
that
ball hit the dirt, but for a second you thought they got robbed. Man.
It was total agony. Total agony. And what did it last for? It felt like it lasted for 45 minutes, but it was literally like, what, 8 minutes at the most?
Yeah. But even like tickets are pointing out, like second, third inning, you're starting to kind of creep up a little bit. Yeah. In your seat, like that'll do it to you. Playoff baseball, yeah. It's back and it's not going.
Every pitch
anywhere.
Matters.
That's right. All right, Sharon Moore coming up at 9:35. Michigan's head football coach. But first, Heather, what's going on?
So the Saline varsity football team's 5-0 record has just taken a major hit. So the team is forfeiting their first three games of the season for having an ineligible player in their lineup. So the player moved to Saline from another Washtenaw County school, and Saline then self-reported the residency violation to the MHSAA. Now, the district hasn't really provided a whole lot of details about this violation, but
they're in defense of the coach, and everybody's saying it's not the coach's fault. Right. It's not. They're not trying to place blame. I'm trying to figure out where the blame is.
Right.
Right.
Kind of interesting. So they were ranked number 4. They were 5-0 on the season, and so it's bummer there to those players. But they play Bedford on Friday, so
still 2-0.
Still 2-0. Yes. The Detroit Zoo said goodbye to a beloved lion and welcomed another on Monday. Binti was the first lion cub born at the Detroit Zoo in 40 years, and now is moving to another zoo. So the lion cub was born in 2020 and is now going to a different area, different zoo, to promote the health, genetic diversity, and overall sustainability of lion populations in zoos all over the country. So they said a new male lion will be joining the two other lions at the zoo. More details to come. So another reason to go check out the zoo if you haven't been in a while.
Got to go see the lions.
Exactly. So it's official. Michigan's minimum wage will increase to $12.48 starting next year. So this new minimum wage will go into effect February 21st of 2025. They say the tipped minimum wage will be $5.99 an hour, or 48% of the standard minimum wage. Now, that tipped minimum wage is going to gradually increase and then will eventually be eliminated altogether. So in 2026, it's going to increase to 60% of the standard minimum wage, then 70% in 2027, 80% in 2028, 90% in 2029, and then completely eliminated in 2030.
I wonder if we see less tipping when it gets to that point. Like, it becomes more like European.
Is there no more tips?
I mean, I think so. That's what it. Yes, because that's they're making up some of their wage by making tips, right?
Yeah. We're used to tipping. It's a kind of a cultural thing. But if they're getting paid more,
yeah.
I wonder if that changes.
Yeah.
I do think it will change.
No more tip.
And I know there's issues. I know that these tipped employees don't like that. I don't think they're in favor of this.
They want tips.
Yes, they want their tips for sure. The NFL has suspended Cleveland Browns defensive tackle Michael Hall Jr. for violating the league's conduct policy. So he was suspended a total of 5 games without pay. He's going to be eligible for reinstatement on October 7th. That's after the Browns' 5th game. So he was on that exempt list since the start of the season. So he's already missed 4 games. Those are kind of like his rolled in, right?
So time served.
Exactly. He was arrested back on August 13th, faced a domestic violence charge that was reduced to a disorderly conduct charge. So he was sentenced to 2 years probation and a $250 fine.
Any counseling in there?
I'm sure.
You would hope so.
You would hope, yes, after you know why he was arrested in the first place. Davante Adams wants out of Las Vegas. So the Raiders wide receiver on Tuesday informed the organization that he would prefer to be traded. So ESPN has reported that the Raiders have informed other teams they would consider trading Adams for a package that would include a second round draft pick and other compensation as well. I guess you guys know more than me that rumors have been kind of swirling about this trade for quite a while.
Yeah. Really going back to last year.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, especially in the offseason. So.
And then kind of picked up again. There was an Instagram like by the head coach.
From the Raiders coach.
Yeah.
Pierce. He liked something indicating that this may be mutual, that they want to move on from him and he wants out. And it could get done.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the number one team that you would look at would be the Jets. With his relationship with Aaron Rodgers.
Or is the number one team Kansas City Chiefs after the Rice injury and a better chance to win a Super Bowl? Plus more longevity, right? Like Mahomes isn't going anywhere. Rodgers is at the end of the road. I think Buffalo would make sense too.
Buffalo would make sense. Yeah, there are a few teams, and it just depends on are they willing to give up what the Raiders want. It doesn't seem like a lot. It's more, will they fit into the salary cap?
I'll ask it because I feel like we have to ask it. I know we only have a couple seconds here. Detroit?
No. No. I'm good.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of talk about needing a receiver.
Sure.
He'd be better than Tim Patrick.
Yes.
They have the cap space. They're trying to win a Super Bowl.
It's the cap space this year. It's the cap space next year, year after. Like, this is not just a one-year deal.
Right. It's Heather with the news. All right. We are going to play Dan Dickerson's final call coming up at 9:50 for people because they want to hear how Dickerson conveyed all the emotions we were feeling in that very moment and the exhale and the celebration of a Tiger playoff victory. That's coming up at 9:50. Sharon Moore is next. It's 97.1. Talk about these moments, sports fans, the place to be to watch these games, Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can dive into the best pool in history and catch the biggest games at a viewing experience built for us, built for sports fans. 6 pools, 3 different levels, always a perfect view of that massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen. Stadium Swim is America's favorite place to watch all this, whether it's football, playoff baseball, swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot. They've got the cozy day beds, the private cabanas. Grab a lounge at the center of the action, but reserve your place today. Start getting your buddies together. Make those plans. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.